I'm wearing flame-retardant clothing. The Summer Sidewalk Sale at Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers. Sale ends July 26, 1997.
Closing arguments in the morning in New York City at the extortion trial involving Bill Cosby and Autumn Jackson. She claims he is her father. Jackson's grandmother took the stand today and said that's what she told Autumn Jackson when she was a little girl. A scary time on the trail for a Mormon wagon train reenacting the 1,000-mile journey from Nebraska to Utah. Just 30 miles east of their destination of Salt Lake City, two wagons collided. Mules were spooked, and a wagon was pulled off into the desert. Three people needed a trip to the hospital. They suffered minor injuries. 800 others on the trail are going to finish their three-month adventure tomorrow. The head of the group bringing the Winter Olympics to Salt Lake City in 5 years, charged with assaulting his wife. Thomas Welch had argued with his wife this month. He admitted to having an affair. The situation, 250 miles up.
Systems on the mirror are going well.
And the three men who had plenty to deal with in the past month.
The crew right now is in real good shape.
NASA's Frank Culbertson says mission managers have signed off on a plan to have a fresh crew of cosmonauts make repairs to the space station beginning next month, first looking over the damage from the outside during a spacewalk. American Michael Fole will not be included in this fix-up attempt. He will remain inside the Soyuz spacecraft, ready to head back to Earth in a hurry if things got really dicey aboard the Mir. This is ABC News.
Is it time to replace your old central air conditioning system? Then now's the time to call Sears and take advantage of Sears' special values. Call 1-800-270-3900 for a free in-home estimate on a new Kenmore central air conditioning system. You can trust Sears to get the job done right, guaranteed. So if you need new central air, don't wait. Call Sears for central air conditioning at 1-800-270-3900. That's 1-800-270-3900.
The Talk Station, AM 1500 KSTP. SkinCap received this letter from a longtime sufferer of itchy scalp and skin inflammation. I'd like to share it with you. Dear Barbara Carlson, after listening to your radio show last month, you mentioned a new product that your husband has been using for his eczema called SkinCap. I ran all over town trying to buy it. I stopped into Bloomington Drug and talked with a pharmacist, Paul C. Schaefer. He recommended it, and I bought it. I've been using it for 4 weeks now, and I can't believe how effective SkinCap really is for my skin. I'm so happy I no longer need those horrible-smelling tar-based products that I've been using to try and treat my condition for the past 15 years. Nothing worked until I found SkinCap. Thank God for our community pharmacist and your radio show. It truly is the way to educate others on such a miracle product. Sincerely, Marianne Anderson, Elk River, Minnesota. SkinCap is available at Snyder Drug, Walgreens, Lloyd's Pharmacy, and Bobber Pharmacy. SkinCap.
Okay, we've all heard about the big off-site car sales, where vehicles are hauled off the lot, the tents are put up, and the fracas begins. Like when dealership A takes on dealership B and they call it a battle. Enough battles already. It shouldn't have to be a battle. Minor Ford declares peace. I mean, think about it. Why would you buy a car from under a tent? How can this possibly save you money? Do you even know where these dealerships are located? Do you normally spend $20,000 in half an hour? The folks at Minor Ford know that buying a vehicle is a serious investment. Sure, there are times you want to go to the Midway, but I doubt a hyped-up car sale is one of them. At Minor Ford, the vehicles are all on the lot and in the showroom, where they belong. And you can look at them, drive them, and ask questions about them in a relaxed, non-pressure atmosphere at your convenience. Because like General Manager Bob Lewis says,
we want to be the best Ford dealer in the Twin Cities. We don't want to be the biggest. We want to be the best.
The difference is the minor details. Minor Ford, 694 and Silver Lake Road, New Brighton.
has changed doesn't mean the diner has changed. Well, actually, yes, it has. It's no longer where it was before. It's now in the process of being jacked up onto a flatbed truck, a big 18-wheeler. And for the next 5 days, we're going to be spinning around Minnesota, around the Twin Cities, in the actual diner itself. Some places, when they go in remote and location, just to set up a little booth with a logo on it and try to pretend that it's a real thing. No, not here. Kindly, the folks at KSDP who bring you these conversations from the diner have, well, they've spared no expense. We've actually picked the diner up off the foundations, severed all the septic, sewer, that would be redundant, water, electricity, disconnected the strategic underground coffee reserve, hoisted the thing onto the back of the truck, and off we go. We'll be speeding down Highway 23, headed for the Twin Cities at any moment now. The good thing is if you're driving around the Twin Cities or some of the other cities we plan on visiting, you'll see the diner go right by, just like the Wienermobile. So, and honk, and wave when you see us. Pull alongside. If you've got somebody else driving, open up the door and clamber on board. You know, the food's free as long as we're on the road. Good evening, and welcome back to Monday. Name is James Lilacs, as usual, sitting here at the long, well, frankly, sort of unstable counter
well,
right
they're
now.
They're getting ready to hoist us now, so
all right, let's
hold
get,
on.
Let's go. Oh, I hate that sway. I like the view from up here, though. Canadians are looking fairly perplexed. There. Are we all settled into place now?
I feel a little strange.
Yeah, so do I, but we're up a little higher than usual. I'm looking out the window, and it's a drop of about 5 feet or so. So just remind me if for some reason I get a fit of pique and I decide to walk out the door. Remind me, of course, that we are actually moving at a high rate of speed down the highway. Well, I wish I could tell you a little more about the operation, about the driver, but we haven't met him. The driver is a mystery to us. Can we close a window or anything? Or are we going to hear this for 5 minutes?
We're going to hear the... Wait.
Yeah?
Let me operate the diner's inertial dampening fields, which will also act as a sound barrier.
Because my coffee's jiggling here. I can barely use the cray, call it up.
That unpleasant static charge feeling for a little bit while
it
takes
all the hair on my arm is standing straight
kinda
up.
Kind of cool. It'll go away in about a minute.
It
don't
is
worry.
Kind of neat. And there's somebody joining us already. You can join too if you like. 646-8255, 646-TALK, 1-800-962-0792 if you're outside of the metro area. And of course, more people are than aren't. Pound 1500 if, like us, you're whizzing around in a vehicle. AT&T wireless service is free call. It's for the driver. I didn't get the chance to meet the guy. I was sort of late coming to the diner tonight. So I don't know who's driving this rig around. I do know that the phone connection that we were supposed to have to the front cab to give him instructions and the like, well, the phone connection was unaccountably severed. So we have two options for connecting with the driver. One of them is to use email. I could use my little laptop here, and I could send email by wireless modem to some high tower, which would bounce it into a computer, which would take it into the phone system, which would speed it off elsewhere, maybe bounce it off a satellite, and then put it into his computer. And if he was on America Online, for example, the whole thing would have to travel through Vienna, Virginia, to be processed and rerouted. All that just to get about a distance of 3 feet. But it's really highly technical, and that's why I like that solution. It's really complex. It's needlessly, pointlessly complex. That's why I like the email solution of communicating with a guy 6 feet away. And if that doesn't work, I'm just going to time messages to a long stick and poke him out the window here, and I'll have to get him. I don't know who he is.
Big guy, that's all I saw.
Did he look trustworthy? Because, frankly, our lives are in his hands for the next 5 days.
He looked like one of those guys who was, like, born on a road. I mean, he fits into his chair like a glove.
That's good.
This guy knows what he's doing.
Did he have the stack of good songs to play while you're driving?
Oh, yeah. And he took 3 thermoses of coffee.
My kind of man. Nathan from Minneapolis, how are you doing tonight?
I'm all right. This is Nathan, colonel and leader of the Extreme Special Forces Unit.
Wait a minute. I thought this was Hash Brown.
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm a black guy, so you could call me Brown.
Wait, were you the guy who was calling in and auditioning for the role of sidekick to Jeremy's cook, and you wanted to be Hash Brown?
No. Actually, I just wanted to know what the ratios are of Mentos to Zagnesium, because we have to use that as the final option if these Canadians continue to get out of hand.
You're absolutely right, sir. Well, the only Zagnesium that I have here is a little bit that I used applied to the found... Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
on?
Well, I applied it to, the Zagnesium to the foundation to lift the diner up about 6 inches over, remember?
Yeah.
To get it off their territory.
Okay.
It just struck me that I never took it off.
Okay, well, us being, of the covert class of operatives, we've got secret stores of Zagnesium.
Well, I don't doubt that you do, Nathan, but what worries me is the fact that we're driving around here with a glowing hunk of Zagnesium affixed to the side of the diner. Now, if that falls off and gets into the wrong hands...
That could hurt somebody.
We got problems.
You got problems.
It won't, because it's included in the dampening field right now.
I'm still worried. Nathan, is it possible that you and your special forces could maybe, chop her in and rappel down the ropes and maybe, just scrape it off?
Oh, you know what? I got a girl back at the admin desk at the headquarters in. Well, never mind where the headquarters are. But what I'll have her do is put on a rollerblades and the helicopter will basically just drag her in there on her rollerblades. And you won't see her when she gets there because, rollerblades are fitted with stealth technology.
Oh, sure. Will she be shouting and screaming and showing her back teeth?
On the way out, she will. You'll hear her leaving because she'll be so pumped up with Mountain Dew and Jolt on the way out.
Precisely.
She's been there.
Hey, I've got something that might interest you here since you're a member of the Special Forces.
Okay.
A kind patron of the diner, Denny Hollister, sent me, courtesy of one of his sons who's serving in Bosnia, a absolutely unbelievably beautiful commemorative Zippo from the Bosnian expedition.
Ooh.
It's something. It's got a topographical map of the area on it, and it's blown away in spots so you can see bricks beneath it, like it's a plaster map. It's engraved with all the cities. It's got the S4 logo on it. It is. I mean, I'm cradling it in my hand like a newborn.
You hold on to that.
Oh, you want to hear it?
Yeah. Ooh.
Of course, we...
Sounds like my grandpa's old,
It's the Zippo.
Yeah.
Of course, anybody at the diner sometimes.
Man, my grandpa used to smoke those nasty, they were about 12 inches long back in the 70s. Dutch Masters. Buy them by the box.
Those are vile. They're about one sixteenth of an inch above a white owl.
And they are, I tell you, my grandma and grandpa separated,
Over the cigar?
That was one of the reasons. And the weird thing about this, we lived in a housing project some time ago when she moved to Minnesota. You could literally smell it when he came to town. I can remember coming home from school one day and go, hey.
Gramps is here.
My grandpa's in town. And sure enough, I got there and he was sitting right on the couch. Cane in one hand, lit cigar in the other.
If you could smell it, imagine how the dogs could smell it probably counties away in advance.
My goodness. It was just brutal.
Well, I tell you what, Nathan, I thank you for your concern. If you can use your girlfriend to get the to scrape that errant Zagnesium off the back of the diner, it'd be much appreciated.
Okay.
And as ever, sir,
I'll have to send a scrambled call back to the headquarters.
Warn her about the dampening field, though. I don't know how that will affect her stealth technology.
We'll look for her and drop the shields temporarily. And remember, it's always free coffee and pie for anybody serving in any branch of if you're legally empowered to have a gun, free coffee and pie at the diner.
Okay.
All right, buddy. Talk about it. Bye bye. 646-8255, 646-TALK. Incidentally, before we go to Gary in Farmington, a lot of these things I realize, such as Zagnesium, which is a strange element. If you yourself at home would like to make Zagnesium, get yourself a candy bar, a Zagnut candy bar, start chewing. That little nodule of unchewable brickle that you have at the end of it, that's Zagnesium. It has strange properties, which we've discovered over the months here. If any of these things that we talk about at the diner confuse you and you're a new listener, I'm happy to say that the next iteration of the webpage, which is coming up next week, will have a full A to Zagnesium dictionary of all the terms that we use here that might be mystifying to the newcomers. When it's up and running, I'll let you know. It's going to have a picture of Jeremy in full cook regalia.
Will be glorious.
It will be
glorious. We should get a picture of Mr. Peepers, the monkey of Sock.
We'll discuss Mr. Peepers a little later. A present from one of our other patrons. Gary from Farmington. Thanks for dropping by.
James, is this the new edition of Meals on Wheels then?
In a sense it is, except that you have to pay. We're not driving around to people's houses and throwing blue plate specials out the window.
Well, unless you look really wretched on the side of the highway, I may throw you a sandwich.
Come to think of it, though, why not? Why not just willy-nilly throw some of the fine dishes that we've had here? The jellyfish garnish that you
made?
Wait
a minute. This is how I can get rid of gin fish.
There we go.
I can't be picky.
Would have been along maybe on our trip north last weekend, taking the whole diner up to the campground.
Ooh, where was the campground?
Well, we're up to Lake Carlos State Park.
Mm-hmm.
North of Alexandria. Very nice.
Yes.
Didn't rain up there quite as much as it did here either, I don't think.
Yes, well, it's been raining here steadily since winter ended, and I've given up on the entire summer. It's gone. I've lost all faith in this summer whatsoever.
It only rained up there once every day, not all day every day.
Do you realize that we're about 14 weeks away from Halloween?
That means snow, doesn't it?
Yes, that's
yes,
my favorite holiday.
Yeah, that means 47 inches of snow.
Stock up on razor blades.
Have you noticed, however, I imagine that up in the woods you had your share of skeeters zipping about, right?
Oh, they're a little thick.
Yeah. Have you noticed this has almost been, up until the last couple of weeks, at least in my neck of the woods, a skeeter-free summer?
Yes. Been very good till about a week and a half ago.
Yeah, and now I'm doing the old, you know, the slap dance that you do in the evening. But before that, it was nothing. I had all my blood. It was such a nice feeling.
We just, you know, like I say, well, even up north where we were at, they weren't too bad up there until it got dark.
Mm-hmm.
And then you know, Bud had to fight them off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What did you use? Did you soak yourself in DEET?
No, I just when it got dark, it was time to go in.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. Because the mosquitoes we have in our neighborhood are ingenious. There's one small perforation in the screen, about a quarter inch in diameter. And I look out the window sometimes, it's like this giant buzzing funnel twitching in the air of all the mosquitoes trying to get themselves into that one little aperture through which they can come and get
You've got heartworm pills for Jasper, don't you?
Pardon? Yes.
Okay, good. Jasper's
what we would do, we'd be laying in our bed in the camper, mm-hmm. and there's a, you know, like a roof vent.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd have that open, of course, there's a screen there. And there'd be about, you know, 38 of them just sitting there buzzing on that screen, looking for blood, but, you know.
I thought I heard one in the background there.
I think so. I think it was Mary buzzing.
Now,
well, he wanted to know, do you serve conventions?
That's Jeremy's business.
That's Jeremy's business, okay.
Do you, Jeremy?
Do we serve them? I've never had to cook a convention.
You mean cater a convention?
Cater a convention. I have a very small conventions. There was the convention of really too into it Star Trek fans.
Ooh.
That was kind of scary. They were asking questions like, what is the easiest way to get into William Shatner's house?
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a three-hour debate on whether to go through the deck, screen, porch, or to actually crawl around to the basement window, and that was too scary.
Luckily, Jeremy has experience in both, so he's able to help.
Yeah, I did the
out.
Bailiffs Association and the American Bounty Hunters Association. That was kind of cool. I got a lot of free weapons.
Ooh. Yeah,
so,
yeah, that would
you know,
be good.
People handing out handcuffs. But yeah, if you want your event catered, let me know.
Okay.
What we do is we specialize in weird food.
Weird
to make your, you know, your convention even stranger.
What sort of convention did you want catered?
I'm not quite sure what she's got in mind.
Well, put her on.
Well, have her figure it out and give us a call back. Like I say, Jeremy will be will take any order of any size.
I'll have her call him.
All right, thanks, Gary.
Thank you.
Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
646-8255, 646.
Oh, wait.
Yes?
We just left the inordinately bruised vagrant.
Yes, we did.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
Well, the Canadians will take care of him.
I certainly hope so. I'm happy to see, though, that the drunk is going to be with us for all 5 days. I
watch him to make sure he doesn't get up and try and
How
leave.
He's going to remain in a state of complete unconsciousness for the entire week. How he's going to maintain that level of alcoholic
look
dissipation.
Look in his pocket.
Yeah, I will. Lon from Egan.
Hi, James.
How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm enjoying this, actually. I haven't actually taken I never take vacations because I always have to work, or I always feel as if I stop working, my career will come to a grinding halt. So now I get to, you know, hang out at the diner and actually drive down the road. So far, I can't see a darn thing because there's nothing on Highway 23 to see, but I hope to see some scenery before the evening's over.
Well, that sounds great. It's, you know, it's a working vacation.
I think so, yes.
Yeah,
although I don't consider this to be work.
You consider it fun.
This is just simply sitting down at the end of the night and having conversation.
Well, that sounds good.
Who would be so rude as to demand money for something this fun?
I'd demand money.
And that's why you're the capitalist that you are, and the only person we know who actually has a particle accelerator in his basement.
Yes, yes. Actually, it's my secret underground lab, much, much deeper than my basement. But anyway, I heard that you've got a hunk of magnesium on the diner?
Well, when I put it on to move the diner over off the Canadian territory a couple of weeks ago, I forgot to take it off.
Also,
and thanks to Nathan, I now remember this. He's sending by his girlfriend on the stealth rollerblades to get it off.
Yeah, this is kind of important to get it off because you also have an inertial dampening field on, correct?
Yes, we do.
Is your inertial dampening field powered by the reverse polaron method?
I don't know.
Heck no.
Yeah. I think it's
run on beef fat.
No, it's actually a popeil inertial dampening system.
Yeah, which runs on beef fat or peat moss.
Right.
Made in America, though. Okay. Only American peat moss or beef fat, because it's a popeil invention.
Smokes like you wouldn't believe, but we figure if we keep moving, we'll outrun the EPA.
Okay, that's fine, that's fine. Because if it was up by the reverse polaron method, you know, I just wouldn't want to be near you guys.
I don't have the atomic generator required for that.
Nor do I believe that the truck has a deflector grid at the front of it, which sweeps all debris out of its size.
Got a cow catcher.
Given the stories about road rage that I've been reading recently, I'm glad that we haven't developed deflector dishes for the front of our cars that would push aside all obstacles. Because if it would, you know, you can just imagine that every single day in the highway would be like a crowded Bronx street with John Gotti shouldering through. It would just be a mess. Things flying everywhere. So we'll just keep it as it is.
Oh, I got two other things that I want to bring up quickly.
Yes, sir.
The first thing is the new music.
Mm-hmm.
I hope it's only traveling music.
It's only traveling music. It's Route 66. It's quite appropriate.
Okay, because my son, he hears the nickel go down the slot.
Right.
And he just, you know, he waits for the music, and he's just, you know, you can just see he's ready to dance. And when the music comes on, he just starts spinning like crazy and having a good time.
Well, keep him up until 11 o'clock. We'll start there with the usual music.
Oh, great.
And you won't hear a single skip because this is great. The jukebox is mounted on a special auto-leveling gyroscope system. So no matter, you know, if we slow down, accelerate, take a corner, the jukebox will always remain level. You'll never hear that thing
skip. Took me 4 hours to put that together.
Yeah. Wow, you guys have all the cool stuff.
You got a Heathkit. I didn't know Heathkit made self-leveling, gyroscopically operated jukebox motion systems, but I guess they do.
Okay, and the last thing is actually a bit on more of a serious note.
Yes, sir.
Since you are actually, you know, published and get paid for having people, you know, hear what you think.
Mm-hmm.
I was curious, how do you get started writing?
Boy, that's a long story. That's a really long story. And it goes back to second grade where I was peeved that Charlotte's Web and all the rest of my stories, Stuart Little, had the audacity to end. And I wanted to know what happened next. And since no one would tell me, I wrote sequels to everything that I wanted to read more about. Unfortunately, since I was writing them, there was no surprise when I actually read them. I knew what was going to happen. So I had to come up with my own stories that would surprise me as I made them up. And I've been writing ever since I was a little kid, ever since I was a wee bairn. I had a brief phase where I was convinced I was going to be a chemistry student, then an architect, then an art history major, then a famous rock musician. And then I realized that what I really wanted to do was write about those things, not actually do them. And ever since 1976, I've been writing daily, you know, just sitting down and scribbling out what I thought. And
well, I guess what I'm wondering is, how did you convince the first person to pay you whatever it is that you got paid for your first article?
Let me think. I didn't have to convince them. The work sold itself, Lon. But it was preceded by 20 years of absolute miserable writing. Now, it took me 20 years to actually produce something that was worth wasting some ink on. And even then, I look back on it, and I weep at its amateur status.
Okay. Okay, I was just curious, because I, you know...
That's the brief version. We can go. We can take it up some other night when we have a drought or whatnot of topics. But and I feel like talking about myself and my brilliant career. But until that moment, that's the short version. There's also a lot of payola and casting couches and sexual favors and, you know, the like. It's a hideous business. Right, talk to you later, Lon.
Okay, thanks a lot.
See ya. Bye bye.
Right, bye.
Well, not that many favors. Ron from Hopkins.
Hi, James.
How are you tonight?
I'm pretty good.
That's good.
Kind of on what the last caller said about his son hearing the quarters or the nickels in the jukebox.
Uh-huh.
My wife, when she hears that, she jumps in the car and heads for the local casino. And I don't know what the deal is.
Yes, well, unfortunately, the jukebox pays off every time you put a coin in it. It just you don't have to sit around. You know the best story I read over the weekend was the problem that casinos have with people who have been playing a slot machine for so long and are under the belief that it's going to pay off any minute now, that they do not leave their spot to perform bodily functions.
Oh, no.
Oh, I've heard about that.
And then right there on the spot, either in an ashtray or in a cup that doesn't have coins in it or something like that, the market has got to step in and come up with a gambler's pocket bidet. You know, some sort of a catheter where they can just, where they can stand there, maybe metal rods up the back to hold them in place, a little sucrose patch to keep them going hour to hour to hour, and a nice little funnel and hose situation that can keep them from having to leave their...
I'm going to send your wife to the casino now.
And she's off.
There she goes. Car's starting up. Also, I was going to tell Jeremy, I was reading a Soldier of Fortune magazine, and...
Did you see my ad?
No. Well, a bounty hunter wrote an article in there saying that the food was unbelievably good.
Oh, of course.
And
it's the kind of reputation you want to have.
I catered. You know, bounty hunters love my stuff because it stays. It keeps forever. So if you're on a cross-country trip, mm-hmm. stop by the diner. You get a little nice little bag of food. It'll keep forever.
Mm-hmm.
You said it really sticks to the ribs.
You'd actually, you'd call about a truck.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, what kind of truck are you on? Is it an old Mack or is it?
It's actually a big old Peterbilt.
Peterbilt.
Yep. That's what I think. At least it didn't have the distinctive Mac Bulldog. I was kind of disappointed not to see that. I like that. But is it a? I think it's a Peterbilt with a Freightliner engine and a Mac interior. It may be a hybrid of several fine pieces of American.
A mutt per se.
Yeah, exactly. They're the best kind.
Okay.
What do you drive truck yourself?
No, sir. I was just wondering. Actually, I was going to ask you too that if you could maybe email the driver,
mm-hmm.
and if he drives by me and I give him the old, the classic arm pumping motion, he could give me a toot on that air horn.
That's absolutely right. I'm going to email him when we go to a break here. I will mention it. He may be one of those guys who's very protective of his horn. You know, for some of these guys, it's you know, they reserve it for serious moments. Or he could be one of those promiscuous horn blowers who simply just let off with a blast anytime somebody does it.
Kind of like President Clinton.
But I tell you what, if you're driving around and you see us, you know, you needn't email us. We're pretty visible. It's an 18-wheeler trailing a diner, and then there's another car behind it that is carrying my car, the Defiant.
Oh.
I mean, I have to do, for example, since the diner's going to continue driving around, I actually have to get in my car and go in reverse out the back of that truck to get onto the highway. And coming to work tomorrow, I got to find the diner, drive up the ramp into the back, and then make my way through some ladders on the side. I mean, it's gonna be like a great train movie or something.
That's right out of the Chips, I think.
Oh, it's fabulous.
Actually, the guy said he may stop for the night.
I don't want him to.
You want him to keep driving?
Oh, okay.
He may stop and put the diner down just to rest it for a while.
Okay, but so. I do want to drive up the ramp tomorrow at high speed. Can I do
that? We'll get it going and you can drive up. No problem.
Okay, good.
Pure skill.
Yeah, good. I got to run, Ron, but thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye. We've got Eric Squire of Hopkins. I wonder if there's going to be some monarchical challenge to Eric King of Kinko's here. Or are they one and the same? We'll find out. Coming up next year at the diner, you can slip in if you want to, too. 646-8255, 1-800-962-0792 outside the Twin Cities, and, of course, #1500. And if you see the diner on the road, please honk. This is James Lilacs here on KSTP AM 1500.
Instant information available at your fingertips. Call CityLine at 645-6060. No waiting for what you want. Call CityLine 645-6060. Use your touchtone phone for instant news, stock market reports, weather, sports, entertainment, and more. Over 2,000 categories of information on CityLine. 645-6060. CityLine is sponsored in part by Menards. Whether you're building a home or just remodeling one room, Menards has everything you need and more at the area's guaranteed lowest prices. So if it's building materials, new cabinets for your kitchen, or bath floor coverings, plumbing supplies, or any item for that do-it-yourself project, including the tools to get the job done, make Menards your one-stop headquarters for all your do-it-yourself home improvement needs. It's not who you know, it's who you call. Don't get stuck on hold. Call CityLine 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. 645-6060. The NHL is back in Minnesota. And here's your chance to meet some of the NHL stars from the past and present at the Subway Celebrity Classic, a benefit to support the U.S. Hockey Hall of Fame and Bridging. Minnesota-based Bridging is dedicated to providing quality furniture and household items free of charge to economically disadvantaged persons in transition. The Subway Celebrity Classic will be held on Friday, August 1st at the beautiful Wilds in Prior Lake. 36 foursomes will each be joined by one NHL hockey star or celebrity, including Neil Broughton, Mike Modano, Willie Plutt, Mean Gene Okerlund, and more. Free spectator passes to this event are available at all Subway Salad and Sandwich Shop locations. Support the community service work of Bridging as they help folks in need get back on their feet. Attend the Subway Celebrity Classic on Friday, August 1st at the Wilds. For details, call 975-5066. Brought to you by Welliver Rothschild Financial, Subway, KSTP-TV, and AM 1500 KSTP.
Ah, summer in Minneapolis. Then it must be time for the 58th annual Minneapolis Aquatennial. Make plans with your family to attend the Milk Carton Boat Race, the Mississippi River Duck Race, the Torchlighter Grand Day Parades, the big Ooh-Ah Fireworks Show, or more than 30 other events. The 1997 Minneapolis Aquatennial, the 10 best days of summer, happens July 18th through the 27th all throughout the city. For event information, maps, and registration details, call the KSTP AM Aquatennial Hotline, sponsored by First Banks, at 645-6060. Enter category BEST, that's B-E-S-T. The 10 best days of summer, brought to you in part by your official Skipper Pin sponsor, AM 1500, KSTP.
Ban conversions. Forget the psychedelic painted item that may or may not have made it to San Francisco with a load of guitars.
And they're not the lumbering motel rooms with shag carpeting like so many RVs.
Today's conversion van is an agile, well-finished vehicle built on a brand-new, greatly improved GM van, the Savannah. One that you can drive to Cub Foods as easily as you can to Colorado.
Because GM converted the converters. They set new standards for van conversions. Only a few made it. At Valley Olds, we use Regency and Waldock. In our minds, the best in the business.
What do you get for under $26,000, less than the price of many sport utility vehicles? Oh, stuff like a 350 V8, anti-lock brake, seating for seven, separate air conditioning for front and rear, separate radio CD sound systems with headphones, television, and VCR.
And right now, GM will give you a $2,400 rebate on any 96 Savannah van conversion. These vehicles are true traveling luxury, and as my daughter said,
it's just a Disney movie from here to Duluth.
On Cedar Avenue in Apple Valley, Jim Paul's Valley Olds Pontiac GMC, a car dealer for the times.
Tonight, I'm going to read to you from the product manual, the owner's manual that came with my DuraCraft Deluxe 12-inch window fan. It has perhaps the greatest caveat, the greatest instruction, the greatest beware that I have ever seen in anything I've ever purchased. And my wife made me get this. I won't get the air conditioner because I refuse to haul up a 500-pound thing and stick it into the window out of for 4 or 5 days of usage. We had one. And every time I took it out, I was certain it was going to topple out the window and crush some small beast below. So, no more. So I got the window fan, the cheap little Target $35 window fan. You're not going to believe the warning in this. But first, off to Eric, the Squire of Hopkins.
Yes.
Hey, Eric.
How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. I've got all these things to bring to the patrons, and I'm overwhelmed by people wishing us well on our journey here.
Well, you know, the music's great.
Oh, it always is. Yeah, it always is.
Yeah. So I'm actually on vacation myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but see, the way I take vacations is the opposite of my dad.
Yeah.
I actually don't go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And see, that way I feel like I'll be more rested.
Oh, that's my kind of vacation, too.
Yeah, exactly. So instead of being, I kind of have stepped aside from being King of Kinko's for a week.
I see.
And I'm kind of taking an easy laying back. I'm just the Squire of Hopkins this week.
Surveying your domain, looking out over the gentle rolling fields, anticipating the strawberry festival. It's a good life.
Well, and staying out of Kinko's for a while.
It's a better life, yes.
You know, it's just, you need a break from the coffee machine once.
And the wonderful bouquet of chemical smells that greets you every day when you walk. As a matter of fact, you'll probably get your sense of smell back by the end of your vacation. When you walk back, You'll be like a dog whose nose was shoved in a bucket of paint. You won't believe that you were able to live around that stench.
Yes. Well, I was just calling because it sounds like who was covering for Jason Lewis today? Was that Paul Brand?
That was Paul Brand. Yes.
He did a really good job.
Oh, Paul Brand's the tops.
He brought up the whole. They were talking about confounders left and right.
They just didn't know it, right?
They did not realize.
When they talked about road rage and the people who poke along in the left-hand lane and the rest of it.
Every confounder trick you could think of was mentioned on that show.
The most basic kind of confounders, of course, being those people who get in your way, who keep you from your appointed rounds, who strike in the highway. They're the person who doesn't start to write their check at the grocery store until the bill has been totaled. They're everywhere, and once you realize that the confounders are out there, you see them everywhere. So I was amused, yes, to find them discussing this without actually calling them for what they were.
Well, that's just it. They were trying to explain the psychology behind it, and
there's no psychology.
They never got close.
It's just plain evil.
That's right.
My favorite part, though, and this made me admire Mr. Brand all the more, was when he talked about his style of driving being based on gamesmanship, on the ability to plot, miles in advance what you are going to do, with the objective being to do it without making anybody else ever have to change their rate of speed. And that's precisely how I drive. Because I feel that a little moral glow attaches to me. I get a halo if I do the things I want without, shall we say, contruding with other people's ability to get where they want to go. I don't even want to be an amateur confounder, a default confounder. I want to be good. So, yeah, I always enjoy listening to Paul.
Yes. Well, my small dalliance in the confounder mint, I think, is a lesson well learned.
Yeah, exactly.
And so Yes, I actually found out that probably came from my mom anyway.
Really?
She's the one who sits at the end of the entrance ramp.
Yes.
And tries to merge at 10 miles an hour instead of 60.
Right.
Yes.
Well, there actually have been. Some people say that confounderism is a choice. Some people say it's innate. Some studies say that actually that there is a genetic predilection towards it, and that it's a recessive gene, skips generations, like baldness and the like.
This would be a great subject for Art Bell.
It would be. As a matter of fact, the fact that Art hasn't taken it up yet. You know, Eric, I was skipping around the web this morning. I found an art. I found a page devoted to the theories that that Art Bell won't touch. One of these is connected to Mr. Hoagland, who, of course, is a mainstay of Art's Mars conspiracy theories.
The salt salesman.
Right. Listen to the sea salt salesman.
Okay.
Hoagland sells sea salt by the Internet. And this one says that Hoagland said that there's going to be something that's going to happen in Phoenix between the 20th and the 26th. Okay. This guy's theory was it's all connected to that guy who they found carrying bubonic plague around, the guy who ordered up the bubonic plague through the mail. And that actually what's going to happen in 26 cities, the government is going to release bubonic plague. You know why? Because then we'll all have to go to our houses and we won't see the UFOs when they come.
Oh, see, they're so clever.
It's just devilish.
You know what? That is by far the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Richard Hoagland. He said really...
No, this is not a Hoagland statement.
Oh.
This is a devotee of Mr. Hoagland.
Right. Oh.
This is what he causes. This is what he spawns. Well, Eric, have yourself a relaxing week, and we hope to hear from you as your mood loosens and your sense of fun expands and your vacation winds down and rots like a melon in the hot sun.
Well, hey, I'll keep you in touch.
Please do. Talk to you later.
You realize
Bye-bye.
If they do that, if they release Plague, uh-huh. that'll make the Renaissance Festival for the first time
authentic.
Truly authentic.
Yes, that's what I want.
It'll be Plague Village.
I want to see that. I want to see the people staggering around with three teeth and buboes and abscesses and the rest. That's the Renaissance. Mary from Farmington.
Hi, James.
How
Huzzah.
Are you?
Well, I need to call because I have to apologize.
For what?
Well, I made my husband ask you if you guys serve conventions
mm-hmm.
at your diner.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it isn't conventions, it's commercials. Do you know what a commercial is?
Other than
unnecessary evil.
A very necessary good thing that we like and encourage. No, what is a commercial?
Well, a commercial is a piece of bread with mashed potatoes
mm-hmm.
and a big slab of roast beef and gravy over the top. Heard it called that?
I've never heard it called that. Where does that name come from?
I'm not sure, but I think there's like towns in southern Minnesota that would, the diners would serve commercials.
I wonder if it's because that's what they used to serve the traveling salesman. You know, the guy who comes in on a dusty afternoon, he takes off his battered fedora, shakes it.
Give me one of those hot roast beef.
He's got a big old battered grip at his side that he's been carrying for 20, 30 years, the Willie Loman of the Plains. And the more they saw that salesmen wanted this good stick-to-your-rib stuff, the more they just called it a commercial.
We call them Earls here.
Commercial.
I think you're right. Maybe a listener can prove me wrong, but I think that's what they call them.
I have no idea what the etymology of it is, but I kind of like it.
Yeah.
Commercial.
Well, we call them Earls here, as an Earl of Sandwich.
We call it money.
But we could change it to commercial.
So how do you know about this? Have you ever seen it on a menu where it's called
commercial?
I've never
seen it on a menu, although I've heard it probably
mm-hmm.
on the radio somewhere.
Really?
I listen to the radio a lot.
Right.
And I think I heard it, I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
But I have heard that.
Well, I'm looking in
somebody
this.
Somebody can prove me wrong. I'd like that if somebody could call in and say whether it's the truth or not. But.
I'm looking in my big old, Mrs. Merriam-Webster's dictionary, and the word commercial, interestingly enough.
Okay.
There's the phrase commercial traveler, which says here traveling salesman.
Okay.
So the very fact that the word commercial used to be attached to traveling salesman, that's where it could come from.
Okay.
But also under the word commercial, the first definition, 1B, of an average or inferior quality, parentheses,
oh.
oxalic acid.
Oh.
I have no idea what this means, but it could mean that oxalic acid is key part of the dish. Otherwise, you just got mashed potatoes and gravy, right?
Right.
So I'm looking up oxalic acid here to find out if it has some flavor properties that we don't
maybe
know
about. Maybe it has yellow dye number two.
That could be. It's always a favorite one. Okay, well, oxalic acid is a poisonous, strong acid that occurs in various plants and is used as a bleaching agent. So I'm guessing, in other words, that it's the secret ingredient in that sandwich must be Mr. Clean.
I guess I won't order it ever.
Maybe not. Have you ever seen anyone order it twice?
No.
That may be a clue. Well, listen, we have a caller here coming up. Larry from West St. Paul has seen it on the menu. We may find more out about it.
Wonderful.
I thank you for
bringing it to
our attention. Bye-bye, Mary. And you don't know how happy I am to hear this. It's Jim, Habanero Guy. This was the weekend he had to speak to Lindale Lady. Jim, how you doing?
Well, should I buy this house?
The house that you're in?
Yep.
Is this the one where you found the small crystal skull in the basement?
Yep.
Have you determined the origin of said skull?
Yep.
Let me guess.
On the end of a flashlight, but...
Let me guess. There's a small glowing portal in the wall downstairs through which crystal skulls occasionally pop out, as though from another dimension, bearing unspeakable evil.
You won't guess.
Cool. Buy the house. Yeah. Buy the house.
You could never guess what angle this crack in the wall is that these crystal skulls issue from.
19.5
degrees.
My God, you've been here.
I think it goes without saying.
Anyhow, yeah, it was a successful weekend, by all accounts.
So you last saw her at Sebastian Joe's, which someone once described as a salt lick for all the good-looking women in Uptown.
Is it really?
Well, they do
really?
They do accumulate there because it's got that great high butterfat ice cream, and if you're going to indulge, that's the place. Where did you go this time?
The same place.
Okay.
And,
good move, because if she wants to see you, she'll be back, too.
She'll be back, too. And we actually had discussions and whatnot. There's more to this, and as things progress, I'll let you know. But to start with, it was a good omen because I found 38-track tapes. One, which I think is really important, is The Magic of Roger Williams.
Who lives in Africa somewhere?
Is it really?
Yeah, he lives in deepest Africa. Whenever I hear an African nation go up in flames, I always expect to hear that the body of Roger Williams has been dragged through the street, but it never happens. He probably lives in what he still calls Rhodesia, for all I know.
Oh yeah, the Rocking Lions.
I haven't seen Roger Williams. Wait a minute, Roger Williams. Who am I thinking of here?
Are you thinking of a little short Williams guy?
Are you thinking Roger Whittaker?
Roger Whittaker,
yeah.
And Roger Williams is the...
There's just like a pencil drawing, so I really don't know what he looks like, but he looks a lot like John Gotti in this picture. I don't want to even play the tape.
What are his great songs, though? Is this Mr. King of the Road?
This is People, Alfie, theme from Exodus, The Spinning Song.
The Spinning Song.
Summer Wind, mm-hmm. Ebb Tide, The Sound of Music, Mona Lisa Yesterday, Guantanamera, Tico Tico, Edelweiss, GG, Dark Eyes. I've never heard. I don't have an 8-track player. I don't even know. I'd like to hear it.
Jim, I'm getting down my reference book here from the high shelf of the diner. Why are you buying 8-track tapes if you?
Oh,
if
I'm
you
not buying them.
You're just finding them.
I just found them in here.
Well, then, you found them in the house.
Yeah.
By the house.
Yeah.
Goes without saying.
That's what I'm saying.
And
they're
then,
evil. And then evil.
Start knocking down the walls and see what they use for insulation.
They got
bales of 8-track tapes back there. God only knows what.
I've got Moving with Nancy Sinatra.
Oh.
You just found this stuff in the house?
Just now.
Rip up the floorboards, man. There's got to be money.
Before we have to leave you, though, I want to know what happened at Sebastian Joe's.
It went good.
Okay.
It went real good.
She spoke. Did she say anything that made you cringe and wince and say, gosh, I wish she hadn't said that? Because my level of ardor has just declined by 10 degrees.
Not at all.
Oh, good.
It was a very good situation. I'm real happy that we got a chance to, like, talk.
Promise me you'll get married at the diner.
If I get married to this woman, I mean, the diner is going to have to, like, help me throw the reception in, of course.
Oh, well, you bet.
Yeah.
We'll be packed.
Nothing,
she heard this broadcast.
She did?
There's no question, because there was references made that the only way she would know is if she heard this.
Look, lady, Jim's a great guy.
I am the commander of 2,000 Hittite troops. Are you guys coming back to the same location here?
Yes, sir, we are. We're going to be driving back at the end of the week, providing, of course, something untoward doesn't happen, which, that never happens. Things always go smoothly here at the end of the week at the diner.
Besides, it was Phoenix, not Minneapolis, that that event is supposed to occur between the 20th and the
25th. Did I say Minneapolis? My mistake. Well, according to this letter writer, 26 cities are going to be the victims of bubonic plague releasing.
I think I have tuberculosis right now. But
some guy's going to go downtown and just drop the vial and grind it under his heel and run like crazy, and the next thing you know, we'll all be cowering inside and we'll never see the UFOs. It's devious. It's brilliant.
Seven monkeys.
Yep. Well, listen, buddy, I can't tell you how happy I am, and keep us posted throughout the week. And,
I will.
And get in your car, leave the house, you know, and spin by and honk at us.
Okay.
All right, talk to you later.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Good for him. Good for him.
I'm happy.
So am I. John from Apple Valley, how you doing?
Yes, James. I enjoy your erudite pronouncements every night.
Thank you, even though I mispronounce half the words I'm aiming for.
One thing, yes, roast beef commercial. I'm from southern Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Roast beef commercial is something you always know what you're going to get.
Hmm.
Exactly what it is.
What do you know? It's a complete mystery to me, but I'm going to endeavor to get it on the diner menu. You know, I have no control over these things, but I'll lobby for it.
Oh, yeah.
So you were calling to inform me on trucks.
On trucks. Before we start on that, of course, Confounders.
Yeah.
That's carried on the X chromosome.
It is?
Yeah.
Yeah, they've identified it?
Yeah.
Yeah, doesn't
on the X chromosome. At any rate,
have you ever seen when they do the DNA type of somebody, there's all those little lines?
Yeah.
The confounder line is probably the only one that's at a perpendicular angle to the rest of them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's how you can tell in the DNA profile.
It's on the X chromosome.
Right.
So, sorry, ladies. At any rate, on trucks, mm-hmm. you were mentioning a Freightliner engine and so on and so forth. So, well, you know, actually, most of the trucks you'll find out there are, they have very common drivetrains.
Mm-hmm.
Freightliner, Peterbilt, Kenworth, Autocar, they'll all use probably a Caterpillar engine.
Really?
They use Caterpillar diesels, or some of them use Cummins. GMCs will use Detroit diesels, and very common transmissions and drivetrains, even Fuller.
So the difference is what? Cosmetic or some little special dust that they sprinkle
over?
Basically,
it's just the way the cab is set up and very amenities and things like this mm-hmm. that are put into it. But basically, most of them out there you'll find, especially the large trucks, are running Caterpillar 3406 diesels.
Mm-hmm.
And so it could be in an auto car, it could be in a Peterbilt, it could be in a Kenworth, it could be in a Ford.
Right.
The Ford I run is a 3306. With Eaton Fuller clutch, transmission, drivetrain, and everything.
I tell you what, I'm taking this all down. I'm going to, during the break here, I'm going to attempt to go over and talk to the driver.
See, the unique thing that you find about a Mack
mm-hmm.
is that a Mack has a Mack engine.
Ooh.
And a Mack transmission.
Ooh.
And a Mack drivetrain. So they build their own.
Mm-hmm.
So the other ones you'll find out there, you'll find Autocars and Peterbilts and Kenworths and so forth.
Right.
And they'll all have basically the same drivetrain. They're yeah. all Caterpillar engines or Cummins. The smaller engines are Cummins. And occasionally Detroit diesel.
I hate to break in, John, but I really do have to break.
But
yeah.
Now you know that you ain't going to have a Freightliner engine in a Peterbilt.
You're right. You're absolutely right. I was misinformed. I tell you what, I'm going to talk to the guy, and if I say that I thought it was a mutt, he's probably going to give me that look of disdain that you give to somebody who just doesn't know what he's talking about. I get it all the time.
But truly, a Mack is a Mack.
Okay, I'll go see.
Okay.
Thanks for calling, John.
You bet.
Bye-bye. We got Larry and George and Joe, and we come up next. James Lilacs here at the diner, moving speedily down Highway 23 towards the Twin Cities on KSDP AM 1500.
There are a lot of new wireless phone competitors lately, all bragging about their digital PCS network. They love to tell you how great it is, but when you ask them about their coverage, they may sing a different tune.
Not in Hastings, we're not in Monticello, nor Elk River, we don't reach Umbrota. Not in St. Cloud, and nowhere near Austin, we're not in Winstead, we don't do 8 Park. Not in Belle Plaine, Rockford, or Faribault, no, 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 no. Not Chicago, and certainly not in Cleveland.
If you need to use your phone on the move, choose AT&T Wireless Services, Minnesota's first digital PCS provider and the nation's largest wireless digital network. If you're with AT&T Wireless Services, it's all within your reach. See stores for coverage maps.
Parents, you know the importance of buckling your children up when traveling. The best choice for 4 to 8-year-olds is a federally approved car booster seat, which makes a safety belt fit them better, giving them better protection from injury in the event of a crash. The Minnesota Safety Council, Precision Tune, and KSTP AM 1500 are sponsoring a year-long campaign to raise awareness for these booster seats. For free information, stop by your local Precision Tune Auto Care Center, call the Minnesota Safety Council, or call us here at AM 1500 KSTP. If you're planning to finish your basement or doing some warm weather remodeling projects, now's the time to see Moldings, Doors, and More. They're a millwork liquidator with prices well below the prices of home improvement megastores. They carry a wide variety of molding profiles, panel doors, glass doors, stair parts, and more. Lauren Conan of KSTP's Home and Garden Show highly recommends Moldings, Doors, and More and shops there himself.
The most impressive feature of Moldings, Doors, and More is their prices. For the best deal in the five-state area, check out their large shipment of exterior steel and fiberglass doors and sidelights. Top quality doors at low, low liquidation prices. Stop in yourself or send your contractor and save some money.
Also, if you're a millwork manufacturer or distributor with an inventory problem looking to liquidate products, call Gary at 486-7194. Moldings, Doors, and More is located on County Road E and Highway 61 behind Towsley Sports Center in White Bear Lake. Phone 486-7194.
Charlie Christian and Benny Goodman back here at the diner. James Lilac's with you. That was fun. I stuck my head out the door. I put the message on a pole, and I waved it by the driver's side of the truck. And I had asked the question if it was what kind of truck it was. I didn't think it was a Mack because I didn't see the bulldog. Well, the guy leaned out, winked, and shouted, "Just watch." And as I watched, the place on the truck where a hood ornament would be, a little bulldog came up out of the cab as though motorized. And he said that he had that installed to keep people from snapping it off. So it's a Mack all the way. He has a retractable bulldog head.
Did you use a little rope bridge that we installed so you could crawl into his cab?
I'm going to do that maybe later. I'm still getting used to this, you know, doing conversations at 65 miles an hour. So we're making good time. I can see the distant city lights, so Highway 23 is leading us where I thought it might. Larry from West St. Paul.
Good evening, James.
Thanks for dropping by.
Beef commercial. The gentleman was right. Southern Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
There used to be a little cafe in Green Isle, Minnesota, had the best beef commercials in the world.
Uh-huh.
And the kicker was, if you replaced the mashed potatoes with fries, it was really spectacular.
Now, is this actual fry in the sandwich? Fries?
The French fries are just, it's like a hot beef sandwich that you get around here. That's what they'd be called around here,
right.
A hot beef sandwich. And instead of the plop of mashed potatoes between them or alongside of them,
mm-hmm.
you'd have a big pile of fries, and the gravy would go over everything.
You know, I've seen in some places hamburgers where they serve the French fries actually between the bun and the meat.
Oh, really?
And there's something so decadent about that. It's one thing to have a pile of fries beside you, but to actually have the fries inside the hamburger just seems Roman in its decadence.
Yeah, maybe the fries with gravy on them would be too, but...
Oh, no, that's a fine tradition. So they didn't explain, it doesn't say in the menu anything other than, it just says commercial.
It says beef commercial.
And people know what it means.
You got it, and it's delicious. Well, I have had some bad ones where the beef itself is kind of tough and stringy or something.
Yeah.
But, usually they're pretty good.
Got that Payless shoe store feel
exactly.
to it.
Exactly. I also have to agree with you on the air conditioner.
Yeah.
I refuse to put one in for 4 or 5 days out of the year.
Exactly. It's nice, it's cool, but I always feel like I'm living in the complex in the Andromeda strain where they save the world from deadly viruses. There's something about the quality of air-conditioned air that I just don't like. I'd rather sweat.
I know people that as soon as it hits 75, 80 degrees, mm-hmm. it goes on and it doesn't go off
right.
until the leaves fall off the trees.
Exactly.
know?
And the reason the leaves fall off the trees, of course, is the vibrating of all the air conditioners is what prematurely brings about fall. If we all shut off the air conditioners, fall would probably last through the end of November.
And the outside of anybody who has an air conditioner, the outside of their house,
mm-hmm.
is always warmer than it is anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Those things put off a lot of heat.
Yeah, they do. Where the cheap little fan that I have moves air around at the rate of about 3 cubic inches per hour. And it also makes a noise that is akin to holding up your ear to a 747 jet engine with one ear and the pounding surf on the other. White noise, I think they call it in the business.
But it serves its purpose.
It does, sir. Well, thanks for dropping by, Larry. Talk to you later.
I love my air conditioning. I sleep in a meat locker. You know, I mean, I need it that cold to sleep.
Good, because we are actually, as human beings, meat. George from Minneapolis.
Hi, how you doing?
Pretty good. I wanted to get to you before we left here. We got about a minute and a half, and you have spotted the commercial.
Well, it's in print by one of your competitors, comrades, Howard Moore.
Mm-hmm.
He has a book here, Minnesota Book of Days, and I wish this book had a find button where I could type in something to find commercial, but I remember reading in here, one of the people in here buys a commercial plate at the local diner, and I didn't know what it was until I got the particulars here tonight.
Wow. It sounds like something you could probably order up at a Woolworth's dinette.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I'd like to think you could. I will have to incorporate this into my next book to make it an authentic bit of Minnesota lore.
Right.
Or maybe it's something maybe it's a southern expression that moved its way up here. Right. I've never heard this before, and I've lived in the state for 20 years.
It may be different things in different states, too, so you'd have to watch out.
It may be the dish that goes by many aliases.
Right.
Perhaps it's a dish that's evading capture in the South by cross-dressing as a turkey sandwich.
Oh, dear.
The old Cunanan plate idea.
You haven't talked about Cunanan much tonight yet.
Yeah, there's not really a lot to say.
He kills people, and he's in South Beach.
And we'll stay tuned past the news. I may have a few notes to make on it.
All right.
Huh. Thanks for calling, George.
Yep, bye-bye.
Talk to you later. Joe and Sarah next after we get done with the news. If you want to hop on now, you can. Although, you know, why bother? Just wait until the news is over. Listen to the news. Absorb every fact. Maybe they caught Andy Cunanan in the last hour or so. Probably not. Anyway, this is James Lilacs here at the diner, speeding down Highway 23, heading toward the Twin Cities on our On the Road Week Tour here on KSTP AM 1500 St. Paul.
From ABC News, I'm Dave Barrett. Murder suspect Andrew Cunanan was not shy about using his own name and putting his thumbprint on paper at a South Miami pawn shop. He had pawned a gold coin, one which was stolen from one of his alleged victims. Vivian Oliva owns that shop called Cash on the Beach.
He never hesitated to put the fingerprint. That's it. He wasn't like upset or nothing like that.
Cunanan left a record of his hotel room and the room number, the place he stayed, right until the day before Johnny Versace was murdered. And now where is he? Criminologist James Fox says it's anyone's guess.
Spree killers, particularly those who are in their car driving from victim to victim, are very unpredictable. We really can't tell where they're going to go next because they don't know.
And the FBI says be alert to those who have had an acquaintance with Andrew Cunanan in the past. A natural gas explosion, perhaps caused by a construction crew which hit a gas main, and about a half dozen homes caught fire in an Indianapolis suburb. One woman was burned to death. Big tobacco and flight attendants battling over secondhand smoke in a Miami courtroom. Those who work in planes claim they had breathing trouble after passengers lit up flight after flight after flight. One startling bit of testimony, Bennett LeBeau, the head of the Liggett Group.
Bennett LeBeau defected from the other defendants when he took the stand on behalf of the flight attendants. He testified that smoking cigarettes causes cancer, it causes heart disease, it causes emphysema. He also said smoking is addictive, and he said the reaction by other tobacco executives about his position is that simply they don't talk to me these days.
Court TV's Helen Lucatus in Miami. LeBeau also said years ago another tobacco giant, Philip Morris, picked up the tab for some of Liggett's legal expenses in other anti-smoking litigation. You're listening to ABC News.
Roll on through, there's so much light to do.
Brief interruption is brought to you by Sears Auto Center. Check out our road trip tire sale by August 2nd. Save 5 to 25% on select Pirelli, Michelin, Bridgestone, and Goodyear. Like the Weather Handler as low as $19.88.